RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's that big runner line again from Tomlin. Listen to the PM team wherever you want, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Donnie Football's Tomlin tidbit on the two quarterbacks that Baltimore could potentially play in this game. I think maybe some football fans of other teams would say we've collectively lost our mind, but I have not talked to a Steelers fan who has said they'd rather face Tyler Huntley than Lamar Jackson on Sunday. I think by and large, Steelers fans want to see Jackson because then Jackson becomes the focal point of the offense and not Derrick Henry.
Well, and John Harbaugh just gets dumber when Jackson's in there, period. And Jackson's not healthy.
Which I think that that's actually, I think that's a bad look for both guys involved.
It is. Oh, it absolutely is. Jackson, bad for Harbaugh. It's bad for Harbaugh because he kowtows to his quarterback more than he should in the circumstance when he has such a... It would be different if they just had Keaton Mitchell or something as their main back. You have a future Hall of Fame hammer who has proven he can still carry the load at 32. You just gave him the ball 36 times, right?
Yeah.
It's bad for Jackson because I think it... Even though he got paid again and won that contract battle with them, really... If he would play within himself at 80% mobility, okay? And I don't think he's like an awesome passer when the threat of him running is removed from the equation for the most part. But he's good enough at this point to like move them down the field with Henry back there. If he would just be like, I'm going to take what's there. I'm going to throw a lot of stuff to Mark Andrews. I'm going to hit Zay Flowers here and there. And otherwise, I'm going to turn and hand the ball to this crazy specimen of a human being. I think they'd win. I don't think either guy can put their ego aside in that situation.
Yeah. Just, I can't imagine at any point during Ben's run having people say, you know what? This is like a playoff game. I'd rather have Charlie Batch in than Ben. Now, we did experience a little bit of that after Mason had that good game in Cleveland in 2020. But not a lot.
I remember saying that.
Not a lot.
I remember like laughing at how Mason looked really good in the fourth quarter, but no one's heart was really in that. I will say this about Tomlin, just since we brought up Harbaugh there. Mike has a big ego. Any head coach that's been on the job really at all, especially for two decades, has one. I will give him credit for this. I do think Mike's ego doesn't get in the way so much where he's not fine winning a slop fest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he cares in that moment about being smarter than whoever is across from him. I mean, the guy has beaten Sean McVay in recent years twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Mike is just, to borrow one of his phrases, much to my chagrin, singularly focused on winning, even if it is a 9-8 rock fight that everyone says set football back 10 years. John desperately wants people to believe he is better than Mike. Because weirdly enough, while you'll get people in Pittsburgh who will say he is the better of the two coaches, outside of Pittsburgh, pretty much no one says that.
Yeah, I think they keep it simple stupid if Derrick Henry and Tyler Huntley are in their backfield against the Steelers.
If I thought the Steelers' offense had a set of options in this game where the simplest thing, and like where there was something that they were really good at that they could just be simplified and do, like just give the ball to their backs 40 times, I think Mike would do it. I think if he thought Aaron Rodgers was his trump card and Rodgers had been averaging 370 yards a game, guess what? They'd throw the ball 55 times if they thought their protection would hold up.
They would with Rodgers.
You know what I mean, though? If he felt like he had something that was a true ace in the hole, I think he would use it. I don't think Harbaugh does.
That was Donnie's Tomlin tidbit, but...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To just put a... finer point on what you said there.
Yes.
I mean, Russell Wilson did do that against Cincinnati late in the year, and then they were like, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. Take it easy,
Russ. Can you believe this, though, when I say it? I actually do feel like that was more of an Arthur Smith and Russ beef.
But Tomlin sided
yeah,
with Arthur.
He did. But I like to me, the original sin there is Arthur Smith's just like, man, I hate this guy. I really don't like this dude.
I mean, in the end, he was right. I mean, look at Russell Wilson's career since. But
they were.
All right, here's Chris next. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
You too.
Hey, a couple things. Number one, yeah, I do hope that this is the last Tuesday that we have to hear from Tomlin. I don't know that that's going to be the case. But the second thing is I think you would agree that those three games that they won, I mean, they looked like a completely different team than they did against Cleveland.
Yes.
You know, it's like it didn't even look like the same team. So I can see where you're coming from. You're talking about, you know, those things aging, not aging well, whatever. But I'll leave you with this. It's like as far as Art is concerned, I know you guys have probably seen the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep. Only about 500 times.
Right. Art puts me in the mind of Clark's boss, who's like completely oblivious. Like, how can you sit here and tell me that he's paying attention to what's going on with his team and still has Tomlin as the head coach? It's like, make it make sense.
So when they give Tomlin an extension,
Chris,
it's actually one of his aides whispering corporate card to Art, and Art just goes, what? We gave him an extension? I think Art, see, this is where I've come around on Mike Florio's take on this, because he used to say this to us, so I'm actually going to disagree with the caller. Mike used to say this to us, and I would always just have a hard time like believing it, because no one locally had ever said definitively one way or the other whether it was the case. Mike has always held to the opinion that Art, despite appearances, has a much heavier hand in matters than he wants it to appear publicly. I now agree with that. I do. I think Art, quietly behind the scenes, and I don't think this is a good thing because I think Art's instincts are often wrong, likes to dictate terms. And I think it's more a case of Mike is willing to work within Art's preordained parameters than Mike dictates terms to Art.
My best guess on all of that is... I think Art looks at their seasons post-Ben as something that should be praised and not criticized. Meaning, there's no culpability for having to do Band-Aids at quarterback and for that being a year-to-year thing. It's just they've been stuck and they've had to find guys. And the fact that they've been able to win with those guys, win, meaning like, you know, go 9-8,
yeah,
10-7, is something that should be admired and not ridiculed. I think that's how he honestly looks at it. And that's why, to what we were talking about before, that would be the justification for giving Tomlin an extension or picking up Tomlin's option, even if they lose on Sunday. Well, you had to give it a go with a 41-year-old. Won 9 games, Mike. Keep it up.
But it's like, at what point would then, if that's true, if that's how they view it, at what point does that change?
Chris, you know what he would say? I mean, we were in the desert from 79 to 04. It's not easy to find one of those guys. The fact that we can still maintain competitiveness without one is a testament to Mike Tomlin as a head coach.
Hold on. If it's not, then I would respond if I ever got the chance to say back to Art in just like not an interview setting, I could just get away with saying whatever I felt like to him. I would say, Art, if it's really hard to do that, why did the Patriots have a sixth round guy win six of them, jettison him eventually, sit in the quote unquote wilderness for what, 3 years? Then draft Drake May, who appears like he might be just as good someday.
Also fire the head coach with the most Super Bowls of all time in the middle of that too.
Then quickly get rid of another guy who clearly wasn't the right fit and make it all better.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.